Good morning. We are talking with State Senator Howard Markline as we head into the month of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you were talking about the Capitol Christmas tree will go up.
Yes.
And it's interesting because is the Capitol in Wisconsin open to the public 7 days a week?
Yes. Yes.
I was actually in Madison a couple weeks ago with a friend. She was like, why does it look like it's always open? And I'm like, I think it is.
Yeah. It's your capital. It's not mine.
Yes.
So it's I think they open like at 8 o'clock typically every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so in December, the first week or two of December, there's going to be some committee meetings going on and all that. But about a week from now, the Christmas tree will go up in the rotunda. I can't tell you how many feet. It's a big, big, big tree. It's beautifully decorated. The whole Capitol is decorated. And anyway, and so if families have time over the holidays, it's a great opportunity to take a trip, you know, down to Madison. If you're in Madison for some reason, stop in and see it. My soon-to-be 3-year-old granddaughter visited last year, and she still talks about it. And she's and she's coming back again this month to visit again. So she remembers all the decorations and the tree and the train going around the tree and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's a great again, end of the month, there won't be much going on legislatively as far as committees and that sort of thing. So things are quiet from that standpoint, which is kind of a good time to visit.
And of course, you know, you've mentioned now that it is kind of a quiet time in the Capitol. But there are a few things that you wanted to touch on with some funding for some road projects and whatnot.
Yeah, so a couple of bills, three bills that I would like to just highlight here. These are all bills that I authored that have passed the Senate. The first bill is called, it's for design build for road projects. And these are, it's a process that has been incredibly effective for large complex projects like bridges. And the best example that I can give is the Lone Rock Bridge, Highway 130 across the Wisconsin River. And they use design build for that construction process. And it came in under budget. And the important thing is that it came in years ahead of time. That bridge opened last year. According to the schedule that they laid out, the DOT laid out, if this had followed the normal process that the DOT uses, that bridge, that project wouldn't be done until 2028. So we accelerated the completion of that project by years by using what's called design build. So the bill that I authored was passed will enable us to do more projects like this. This isn't going to be used for your routine highway projects, routine kinds of things, but for complex projects, i.e. projects across the Mississippi River, projects up in Superior, the Blatnik Bridge up in Superior to Duluth are going to use the design build process. So anyway, it's good news. It's a way to become more efficient in how we build our some of these big bridge projects. So another bill that I authored has to do with authorizing the use of soybean-based fire suppressant fire departments. And it's called soy foam. It was developed here in the state of Wisconsin. And this soy foam product is a alternative to using PFAS, which we know we can't use, shouldn't be using because of the environmental concerns. So the bill that I authored in past permits the Department of Natural Resources through their grant program to help fund the purchases of this soy foam product. So good for the environment, good for our farmers, and certainly is good for our fire departments. And then finally, the obsolete tax credits. This is something that, because of my background as a CPA, I typically get the pleasure of writing, and has to do with eliminating all these obsolete statutes, tax provisions in our state statutes. So rarely do we have an opportunity as a legislature to reduce the number of pages of statutes. here with these removing these obsolete tax provisions, we're actually cutting 80 pages out of the state statute, so which is good, has no impact on our revenue because these are all things that are obsolete and are no longer being used.
Well, there you go. Cutting out some of that like mumbo jumbo jargon. CPAs across the state are very happy.
They are. Well, yeah. And the bill, I should have brought the bill in because it is just you wouldn't even understand it.
I can tell you that I wouldn't understand it just because of somebody who's still at 40 years old, barely understands my taxes.
Yeah. No, I venture to say there wasn't too many legislators, if any, that actually read that bill, but I think they trusted me that I knew what I was doing. So yeah.
We'll trust the accountant to tell us what we do and don't need. Yeah. Well, thanks to State Senator Howard Markline. This is our last meeting for 2025. You'll be back in January of 2026.
Yeah. Boy, it went fast. And
it did.
I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and also want to encourage people to please support our local merchants. You know, they're the people that are here every day. They're the ones that the Boy Scouts and all the different clubs and community activities lean on. They're the ones that advertise on your show here. So please support them as much as you possibly can this Christmas season, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll be back after the first.
Sounds good. Talking with State Senator Howard Markline.